Hello and welcome. This file is called Forget a Book, and it will make you forget a book so that you are able to read it for the first time again. Now, if you want this, you have to write down I want to forget and the title of the book on a piece of paper before you start this recording. If you haven't done it yet, do it now. If you are ready and you want to go into a deep trance with me and forget the book, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach. And you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I'd like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand. And you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you. And you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening? Every time I write a number and the wave erases it, you feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more. As if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension. As it erases the number in the sand, and as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper. And I write the number 7 into the sand, and you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it. It flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about. Just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding, nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. As the water recedes, you sink down deep to a relaxing and comfortable sleep, and you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand as the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. And as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the 0 from the beach, flowing around your body, and gently picking you up,
as you float on the warm, soft water, as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful, as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. You see the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing. Silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself. And in yourself, all there is my voice. As you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold. As you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern, you realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song, and it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear, you feel it. Every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body, as you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish, and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision, and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you, and you float in this warmth, your descent stopping. You just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right. And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to forget a book of your choosing. Now, if you are listening to this right now, you should have written the title of a book on a piece of paper. And that's the book you are going to forget, and it will stay out of your mind as long as you have this piece of paper. If you destroy it, if you throw it away, or if you lose it, you will instantly remember everything about the book again, the book itself, and all of the thoughts you had about it, so that you know your memory is safe. And because you know that these memories are safe, it will be easy for you to let them go. So again, you know that you will only forget this book and all the thoughts you had about it for as long as you have this piece of paper with the title of the book. Should you lose it, should you destroy it, should you throw it away, all your memories will instantly come back, so that you know you will always be safe and your memories will always be safe. And because you know your memories are safe, and you are safe, and because you have decided to forget this book, and you have written it down on a piece of paper. It will happen to you. It will be easy for your subconscious mind because it knows that it's safe, that you are safe, and that it is something you want. Now, we are forgetting things every day. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, we are forgetting much more than we remember, because there are so many details in our life that we just can't remember because it's too much data. For example, if you take a walk through a forest, you remember the forest, you remember the general feel, the weather, the big things, but you don't remember every single tree, and you certainly don't remember every single leaf. So you see, our mind is already very well trained in forgetting things. And today, you are forgetting a book of your choosing. Now, you have written down, "I want to forget," and the title of the book on a piece of paper. And now it's time to forget the book. And this time we won't even really make you forget. We will just store it away. And not only the book, but all your thoughts about the book. And that's right, because this will allow you to read the book again for the very first time. And now I would like you to visualize the book. See it in front of you. Look at its cover. Maybe you want to touch it, to feel it. Feel the texture of the paper. Feel the texture of the binding. And you know that you want to forget the book. You want to pack it away. And in order to pack it away and to keep it safe, we are going to start by wrapping it up in paper. Now see a sheet of a firm wrapping paper appear and just watch it as it wraps itself perfectly around the book, wrapping up the book so you can store it away. And as the paper wraps around the book, you might already feel the memories fading away from your mind as you begin to forget the book. And the more you look at it, the more all the memories fade away from your mind, just melt away from your mind. And I know that you want it, because you want to experience the joy of reading the book for the first time, free of spoilers, free of any foreknowledge. The wonderful experience reading a book for the very first time, maybe even reading one of your favorite books for the very first time. Just imagine how wonderful it will be, and know that it will happen. And because I want you to know that your memories will be really safe, I'd like you to see a sheet of bubble wrap appearing and wrapping itself around the book, perfectly wrapping it up, protecting it, and isolating you more and more from those memories as they fade away from your mind, from your memory, as you forget to remember the book more and more. It fades away from your mind. With every second that passes, every memory of the book, all the thoughts you had about the book, about the story, all the conversations you had about it, all those memories fade away from your mind, giving you the amazing opportunity to read it for the first time again. That's right. Feel it. Feel the memories melting away from your mind more and more with every second that passes. And now, to help you to completely forget the book, I'd like you to imagine a box. A box that is perfectly sized to put the bubble wrap book into it. See it appearing and see how the book fits perfectly into the box. moment, I would like you to close the box. And when you do, all the memories of the book will be gone from your mind, so you can have the wonderful opportunity to read it for the very first time. And your subconscious mind is going to help me, because it knows that you really want to forget this book for a little while, so that you can experience it for the very first time again, free of any spoilers, free of any foreknowledge. Really want it, decide it right now, and then close the box. And as it closes, all the memories fade from your mind. The book itself, all the thoughts you had about it, all the conversations you had about it, all you heard about it, all you read about it, it's all fading from your mind. You forget to remember anything about the book, everything about the book. It's all fading away. You forget to remember, so that you can experience this book for the very, very first time over again. That's right. And you know that the memories will only come back after you've finished the book, or after you lost, destroyed, or threw away the piece of paper. That's right. The memories are gone from your mind, and the more you try to remember, the more blank your mind will become, because you want to experience this book for the first time again, and your subconscious mind will help you to experience it, so that you can do it, so that you can have the enjoyment of reading it for the very first time. And now that we've deleted this book from your mind, I'm going to count you out, and with every number, the memory will fade away even further, so that when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, and this book will be gone completely from your mind. And now, 1, coming slowly back, 2, as you completely forget, 3, more and more alert, 4, more and more awake, 5, you're halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, 6, your muscles build up tension again, 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all of your vital signs are normalizing, and 8, take a deep breath in with me now, and let it out. As you completely wake up, wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, and 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer, and with the next number you will open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy, and 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, welcome back. As usual, I really appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions or comments, whatever comes to mind. You can contact me via my site and write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.